USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A white father and son are under arrest for the shooting of an unarmed black man in Georgia, and Chris Barnes has the details.
Gregory McMichael and his adult son Travis McMichael facing murder and aggravated assault charges for the shooting death of Ahmed Arbery back in February. Video of the incident showing Arbery jogging in a neighborhood near Brunswick when he's confronted by the men and is then apparently shot by the younger McMichael. A Friday run held by those calling for justice for Arbery. The run goes 2.23 miles to mark the date of Arbery's death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California's nonpartisan legislative analysts are saying that the state can expect budget deficits through at least 2024. Analyst Gabriel Patek released an analysis showing the deficits could total up to $126 billion. And that the deficit for the upcoming budget year could be anywhere between $31 and $54 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Louisiana's governor says the state will now have 250 workers in place by the end of next week to contact people infected with the new coronavirus and track down people they've been in close contact with. This contact tracing is a key factor in whether the state will be able to start easing restrictions and closures of business. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is under increasing pressure from Republican officials to restart Louisiana's economy. Increased testing is the biggest factor, and Edwards says the state plans to complete a total of 200,000 tests by the end of the month of May. It's been nearly 2 months since live music has been shut down around the country. For large concert companies, the revenue slippage has been a major burden. For independent venues, which have no corporate parent to fall back on, it's an existential crisis, according to Dana Frank, the board president of the newly formed National Independent Venue Association. NIVA is a new coalition of independent venues across the U.S. that includes California's Troubadour and New York's Hammerstein Ballroom, despite never having worked together before. The members are banding together to seek federal support, such as tax relief and business recovery grants. The organization told Rolling Stone that 90% of its 1,300 member venues report that they do not have cash on hand to last 6 more months without federal intervention, and 55% say they do not have enough to last more than 3 months. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.